Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending this time with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, where we provide extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. So I'm really excited about today. Later on our show, we're going to be having Dr. Kathy answer some of our listener questions. But right now, we're talking with John Leveris. He's the president of Welly Tails, which are really high-quality natural supplements for your dogs. So I'm going to bring John in. John, great to have you here. Thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, Jill.
So let's talk about this. So, you know, whenever I sort of go into, you know, all the pet stores and, you know, looking at different foods, I'm just so overwhelmed with the amount of information that's being given to me, okay? And I want to make sure that I'm doing my best for my pet. So tell me what's really setting Welly Tails apart from everything else that's out there.
Well, Welly Tails is a product line of natural pet health supplements for dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. We have joint health care products, skin health care products, digestive aids, wild ocean blend fish oils. What makes Welly Tails different than products in the market are that when I formulate a product, I'm looking at the latest research. I'm looking at what ingredients are proven to work, what ingredients are safe to work, mm-hmm. and the dosages that the clinical trials say that they work. So when you're in your favorite pet store and you're looking at different products, it's really important when you're looking at a supplement or a food or anything that's being hyper-marketed these days is that you, you know, come armed with some knowledge. So it's not just that you recognize a product. You need to kind of understand some of the background.
Okay.
And in the world of pet supplements, it's really buyer beware.
Okay. So what am I looking for? What are those, you know, things that I should, that I definitely don't want my pet to have in their supplements?
Well, to say definitely not to have, but we're more as to what you should be looking
for.
Which are items in that you're kind of vaguely familiar with. Well, take a joint health care, joint health support product.
Okay.
Everyone knows, you know, they've heard the word glucosamine, they've heard of chondroitin sulfate, they've heard of MSM. Unfortunately, in the pet supplement world, a lot of those are just used as window dressing. Mm-hmm. So you'll have a product that will have glucosamine, and it may be the active prescribed required dose of glucosamine, mm-hmm. but then they'll do window dressing where they'll put in a little smidgen of chondroitin sulfate and a little bit of MSM, basically to show something on the label, and market that product. What sets a Welly Tails product apart is that if we're putting a product with an active ingredient in, we're putting the product with the amount of active ingredient that each active ingredient is required. So we're not window dressing the label. We're putting in the real thing so you get some really powerful results.
I like that. So you're really sort of putting it all out there of people don't have to be worried about, you know, how much their dog is getting. Is it really the right percentage because it's right there on the actual bottle?
And that's another thing to look for. If you're looking at a product and it is not listing the guaranteed analysis, like put it down and run away. I don't know why stores today still put supplement products on a shelf and don't provide the consumer with a guaranteed analysis. It's kind of like, what are you buying and what are they selling you if you don't have the guaranteed analysis on the panel?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I feel like a lot of times when we go into the store, we just trust, you know, what is on the shelf. So to hear you sort of give these tips, it's just really eye-opening to us. I mean, we really need to be looking at the label.
Absolutely.
Okay. So those are the main things that we should be looking for. So we need to make sure that we're looking at the percentage of the supplements that are actually inside of the supplement, because there could be like sort of like a filler type of product in there.
Yeah, filler, what we call in the trade window dressing, where
okay.
they'll have, you know, three or four different active ingredients mentioned in big print, but when you turn it around, you really find that one of the active ingredients is in there in an amount that can do something, and the rest are just there so they can mention them. When I formulate a product, I'm stacking the ingredients. So in the case of like a joint care product, we have DHA and EPA omega-3s to help pull inflammation down, because when you reduce inflammation, the body can start healing itself better.
Mm-hmm.
We put in a high dose of glucosamine, a high dose of chondroitin, high dose of MSM, high dose of green lip muscle, high dose of tart red cherry powder, which acts as a natural pain reliever.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then we have the magic bullet, which is a very high dose of hyaluronic acid, and hyaluronic acid provides lubrication or synovial fluid within the joint. So as the dog is basically repairing the cartilage in its joint, you want to have the lubrication there so it's all working together smoothly again.
Okay. All right. And that seems like, you know, especially as our dogs age, that seems to be a really big thing that we can do to actually help our pets, because it seems to me like I have two labs. One of them's 10 and a half, and I'm walking them all the time. You know, those back legs are starting to get pretty sore. So we only have about 30 seconds left. So, John, please tell us where we can go and get your supplements. What's your website address and, you know, a Facebook page if you have it?
Well, we're on Facebook as Welly Tales, and
great.
Our website is wellytales.com, wellytails.com. And you can find out product information. You can order it there or ask for it at your favorite pet store. It is widely available.
Thank you so much, John. It was great having you on the show today. Everyone, please make sure to go to wellypets.com, and we will be right back.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So you're spending this time with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, Extreme Renovations for Animal Shelters. I want to make sure to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores and Welly Tails, which are human-grade supplements to keep your pet healthy. So make sure to go to wellytails.com and use the code ALLPAWS at checkout to save 15%. Okay, so I am here with Dr. Kathy Elanovi. She is a vet, pet lover, and nationally celebrated author. She actually has a really cool book I'm going to tell you about in a second. So she owns Healthy Possibilities, which is a veterinarian clinic in Pine Village, Indiana, and author of Dinner Possibilities, which is so cool because it teaches people how to make really balanced meals at half the cost for their pets. So I absolutely love that. So today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking some of our listener questions that we have and have Dr. Kathy answer them. So who better? We're really excited. So Dr. Kathy, thanks for being with us today.
You bet. I'm excited, too.
Me, too. It's great. Okay, so we have these questions, and, you know, I was going through them, and I thought, these are excellent. Some of them, you know, I've sort of had in the back of my mind and hadn't really had answered before. Some of them I hadn't even thought of, but they're really excellent. So let's get right to it. So our first question that we've had is, isn't it bad for a dog to eat cat food? And this person said, you know, I'd heard that there is something called taurine, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and that it's not good for a dog's digestion. So a lot of households have both dogs and cats. So is it dangerous, Dr. Kathy, for our dogs to be eating the cat food?
This is a great question because it shows how confused we, the public, are about what goes in food. So taurine is the magic ingredient that has to be in cat food. What the heck is it, right?
Right.
It's an essential amino acid. Well, what does that mean? It means it's the smallest breakdown product of protein that a cat must have in order for its muscles and, most importantly, its heart to develop and to work correctly. So if cats don't get enough taurine in their food, they get a problem with their heart and they don't do well and they die. And that's what we discovered in the 1950s and 60s when pet foods were being invented. Well, here's the cool thing. Guess where taurine is naturally?
Where?
Well, it comes from protein.
Oh!
Meat. So, while we've been told for decades now that cats have to have taurine, well, so do dogs and so do people and everybody else. It's just that for cats, it's the most important essential amino acid, so essential ingredient that has to be in there for them to function. Dogs are going to get it because they eat meat. They just don't need as much as cats, and shoot, we eat it too. So it's a great question to show that we just don't quite get what they're telling us about food. And so if your dog is eating your cat food, depending on what the cat food is, your dog is getting enough protein because cats need more than dogs. Mm-hmm. And the taurine's not going to hurt your doggy, but the rest of the junk food that may be in the cat food that's not good for cats may not be for good for your dog either.
Right. Okay. So we can sort of feel better, you know, if he or she does sort of get into the cat food a couple of times, that it's not a major event.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how often does that happen? Like all the time, right?
All the time, right? So, oh, good. That's so good. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are worrying about that. So that's terrific.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on. I feel like this is like a speed round. The next question. Okay. This person wrote in and said, I think my Jack Russell has diabetes. My vet is on 100% sure. What are the signs that I should be looking for and how to treat it? Now, this might continue over to our next segment, but let's get started on that, Dr. Kathy. What are the signs?
Okay, let's start. Well, first, let me tell you how concerned I am for this little one. The way that you know for sure if your dog has diabetes, you start with a urine sample at the vet. They're going to see a whole bunch of sugar in what's called ketones, which it's a breakdown product from sugar in the body, in that urine sample, and probably an infection. And then the next thing is blood work. And so most likely it sounds like this person is talking to her vet but not getting her doggy in. Gotta go in, please. I'm so worried for your dog. So what's going on? What are some of the signs that you're going to see? Drinking more, peeing more, accidents, eating a ton, losing weight. When you clean up the tinkle on the floor, it may actually be sticky. And if you were to actually taste it, which sounds kind of bizarre, but that's how they found out in the 1800s that there was sugar in the urine, was they tasted it and it would taste sweet.
Okay, well, so, on that interesting note, let's take a quick break and then come right back and continue that conversation. I'm sure I can remember that when we come back from break. Everyone will be right back.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get.
Everyone, welcome back. We are here with Dr. Kathy answering listener questions, and we are talking about diabetes, signs of it, and how to treat it. So, Dr. Kathy, before we took a break, you were telling us about what we did in the 1800s.
In the 1800s, we tasted the tinkle. Yuck.
Okay.
Fortunately, we have lab tests now that'll do that for us. But so diabetes, if I back up just a touch, it's an insulin problem. Well, what is insulin? Insulin is a hormone that's made in the pancreas, which is this tiny little gland located right next to the intestinal tract, right after it comes out of the stomach. And it makes a whole bunch of different, it makes digestive, the pancreas makes a bunch of digestive enzymes, and it makes insulin, which helps the body regulate sugar. Mm-hmm. We eat food, it has sugar, the body says, oh, future energy. I'm going to put it away in for storage, and that's what the insulin does. When we're diabetic, the insulin doesn't work, and that sugar floats around in the blood, and it goes out in the urine, and we don't have any energy because isn't sugar, I mean, hello, look at my kid. Give her some sugar, and she's jacked up for 2 hours, and then she crashes and burns.
Right.
And so imagine if that were your life every day, you'd be jacked up for a little bit, and then you crash and burn because you have no reserves, no storage for energy. So for the diabetic dog, we give them shots of insulin, and amazingly, it goes great at home, and owners are really good at doing this. It's a tiny little needle, and twice a day with each meal, we give a little dose of insulin at home so that the body goes, oh, I know what to do with sugar. I'm going to put a whole bunch of it into storage so that I've got it for energy for later. So this is definitely an alarming thing for this little puppy dog, and I would really get it in, and let's get the diagnostics, because that's going to be the way that you're going to know for sure.
Okay, absolutely. So let's make sure that pup gets into the vet. Great advice, Dr. Kathy. Okay, moving on. This next viewer said that they have an American bulldog. And his eyelids are turned in instead of out, which is a constant irritation for him. Oh, that's sad. Okay, so this listener's, yeah, thinking of having surgery to fix it. Is this common in certain breeds?
It is common. So here's another fancy word. It's called entropion. So N means rolling in, and it's the eyelashes rolling, and they rub against the eyeball.
Oh.
You know how you get one eyelash in there, and it's irritating until it comes out?
Yep.
Okay, so imagine your eyelashes rubbing against your eyeball day after day, after blink, moment after moment, and that's what this puppy dog's going through.
Wow.
And it is genetic in a lot of it's the smushy face dogs, the wrinkle faces, English bulldogs, American bulldogs, Shar Pei's, Chow Chow's. So, yeah, lots of those doggies. And so it really is best if it's fixed surgically.
Okay.
I can tell you, I've seen a couple of dogs that it's not been their breed type, and it's actually been an allergy.
Oh.
So if we've been able to fix, so itchy eyes, right? Eyes get all itchy, rub your face, makes the eyelids swollen.
Mm-hmm.
And so in some of these dogs, their eyelids roll in. But given that this puppy is a bulldog, American bulldog, I'm thinking there's a chance that's what it is. And let's go for surgery and just fix it for good and must not ulcerate the eyeballs. That hurts.
Absolutely. I just can't imagine how much irritation that must be every day, just a constant, constant itching. So, okay, in this particular incident, it is definitely sort of like a surgical route. But we're saying other times it could be something that is an allergy and maybe treated non-surgically?
Yes. If it's an allergy, then you simply treat what's the underlying root of that allergy and take care of the allergy, and then it makes the eyes all better. But if the swelling is so bad, you may still end up having to go to surgery. But that's where the sooner you get your dog in and get him or her evaluated, the sooner you're going to know and be able to help your baby feel better.
Okay, great. All right, so I know we're going to be heading to break in just a few seconds. So before we get to the next question, you know what I'd love to do is have people have your website address and any other place where they can learn more about you and the dog book.
You bet. So it's drcathyvet.com, drcathyvet.com. Mm-hmm. And you bet. You can go on there. You can see all the different things that I've done. You can link to my clinic, which is Healthy Possibilities. And you can link to my cookbook, which is Dinner Possible. And it's just like you said. It's our everyday people food in the kitchen, balanced, healthy meals. And it's half the cost of regular dog and cat food. So, you know, make a little extra and see how easy it is to feed our pets from the kitchen healthy and
save
money.
I love it. Absolutely. Okay, so everyone, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with Dr. Cathy.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So just want to remind you that I'm your host, Jill Sullivan Gruder with Project Positive, and we do extreme renovations for animal rescues in need. Make sure to check out our website at Project Positive, that's PAWSITIVE.org. Okay, so we're back with Dr. Cathy, and I feel like we're in some great advice here. Dr. Cathy, let's get right back into it with more of our listener questions. So, okay, here's another one for you. My mother's house dog is a 3-year-old neutered male. Whenever someone comes into the house, he gets excited and pees while walking around sniffing that person. It's like he can't control his bladder. He is housebroken. So they want to know, how can they break him of this, or could there be something wrong?
So this is what's called submissive urination. Okay. And the reason that I know that is because otherwise he's housebroken. Well, you know, when you see a real young little puppy, like 6 or 8 weeks old, and the mama dog or one of the other big dogs come over and the puppy rolls over on its back and pees, that's a similar behavior. So I'm betting this dog doesn't actually roll over on his back and pee, but what he's doing is saying, you're the top dog, I love you, let's just skip all that dominant stuff, you got it, you're it, pet me, love me. And so the best thing to do is ignore it. You can't, the more you cause attention to it, the more this dog is going to go, I submit, and he's going to pee. So where you just reach down and say, good puppy, and say hi, not on the carpet.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, so that's something where drawing attention to it is just going to make it worse.
It is. Great. Yep.
Okay. All right, good to know. All right, that was a good question. Next one. What is the safest way to... Oh, this is a great one. What's the safest way to introduce two dogs? We're getting a puppy, and we have a five-year-old yellow lab. So, yeah, what is the best way, Dr. Kathy?
Yeah, and a lot of that's going to depend on the personality of the older dog at home. Mm-hmm. Some dogs are great in, you know, labs. What do you think of? Happy-go-lucky, everything's
right.
Easy, nothing's a problem. I've met one Labrador that didn't fit that mold. Thank goodness it was only one. But then you think of a dominant dog, like I have one. Oh, you can't bring a dog upstairs without my beagle going nuts because it is his upstairs, and he's going to defend it to the death. Ask him. So how do we introduce? Do it somewhere neutral. If you do it in the house, the dog that already lives there says, this is mine. I live here, and this is all mine. It's just like an only child. And then,
yep.
So let's go outside. Let's play outside. Let's meet outside. Let's decide, hey, we're fun. And then let's bring it inside together. Do it slowly. Assess the personality of both the new dog and the old dog. How are we getting along? To understand that the big dog is going to tell the little dog, hey, this is the rules. This is how it works. And the little dog should do just like the last dog and roll over and pee. Mm-hmm. And if not, there may be a little squabble. Some dogs are more dominant than others. Usually they work it out. The only time that humans need to intervene, if it looks like someone's not going to cave and call uncle and we're worried about bloodshed. Usually big dog, little dog interactions, the big dog says, okay, this is a puppy. I need to explain how it is. And the puppy goes, all right, that's a big dog. And I need to see if they're going to be dominant and tell me the rules or if I could take over.
Okay.
Certainly a chihuahua would be a challenge with that.
Okay.
labs, we're talking labs here. This is going to be a nice, pretty easy introduction in most cases.
Okay, good to know. So definitely neutral territory. Don't just bring the new puppy into the house. Got it. All right, let me see here. What is our next? This might be another question where we have to hold off and answer it the other half after the break. So if you could cover allergies that cause itchiness and skin breakouts as well as tips for identifying what is causing the allergic reaction, I would greatly appreciate it. Okay, so she says her French bulldog has been on multiple rounds of medications. And they don't seem to be helping much. She wants to know, would you recommend probiotics in strengthening his immune system?
Yeah, it's a neat question, and you're right. This is going to take a segment or two.
Yeah.
So let's start with what typically happens when our dog has allergies and we go into the vet, is normally the vet goes, oh, looks like you've got some allergies. What are the most common causes? Food, fleas, hay fever. Control the fleas. See what we can do about food, and give steroids for the hay fever.
Mm-hmm.
That's a typical way of doing it, so I agree. And what does the typical food end up being? It's often a prescription diet, but the crazy thing is that the dogs can be allergic to what's in the prescription diet, even the prescription allergy formula. I've seen that. It's crazy. So if you want to do things, there are a couple of different ways to identify allergies. You can do the big-time expensive blood testing, or you can do kind of a cheater that really helps you narrow it down. If you do the long-acting...
Let's take a quick break, Dr. Kathy, and talk about those two differences. Okay, everyone, hold tight, and we will be right back.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER. AmericasCanineAcademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
Welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. All right, Dr. Kathy, so you were saying there's two tests here that we could do for these allergies. One really expensive, maybe one not so much. So tell us the difference here.
Okay, so the expensive one is the blood test. And that basically measures hay fever type allergies. They say that they test for foods, but the tests are only 50% accurate on a food allergy. The food allergy test is a different test based on saliva, which is another $300-some test. So here's your easier test. While I'm not an advocate of using a lot of steroids, there are times when they can help. In this diagnosis of the allergies, it helps. But what you have to do is only the long-acting steroid injection. It's called a triamcinolone, Vetalog. A lot of people know. They say, oh, it's my allergy shot. It's not really the allergy shot. It's the steroids.
Okay.
So you see how long the shot lasts. If the shot is given and it doesn't work, then usually the shot's given, and by the time you get home, that itching is a whole lot less in the patient. So that's important to know.
Okay.
So if the itching doesn't change at all, either there are fleas that we can't see, a chemical allergy, or some kind of bizarre thing with neurotransmitters, and that's something else, the little packets that the nerves use.
Okay.
If the allergy shot works and it lasts maybe 3 to 4 weeks, you have a food allergy. If the allergy shot works and it lasts 6 to 8 weeks, you have a hay fever type thing. And if it lasts all the way until next year, then you have a seasonal hay fever type thing.
Oh.
So it's a nice cheater way of knowing what's the general cause of my dog's allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get the shot, you know that fleas are taken care of. And then, you know, it lasts 3 weeks, you go, okay, my dog has a food allergy. And then you figure out food trials or prescription or even better, home-cooked food.
Right.
But, you know, taking out different things and figure out what's going on. So for this little itchy dog, and for some reason, most of my bulldog patients, the little Frenchies, they do seem to be really itchy. And some of it, I do think, is that they tend to also be pretty hyper dogs. So that may be a neurotransmitter thing, which is something different. That's the brain and that sort of thing. But usually, that steroid shot is going to really help you figure it out. And then you go to foot baths and maybe apple cider vinegar and water if we're allergic to grass. Or, you know, all kinds of things to help eliminate. But and if it ends up being a hay fever allergy, shoot, do the blood test. Do the allergy shots. They work. Just like in humans, the desensitization, it works in humans like it does in dogs. You just need to know that that's the right reason that you're testing.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, I have my rescue dog, Tango, and he's like a lab cross Great Dane.
And
August, he's gorgeous. Every August, I'm by the book. His eyes start getting so itchy. I mean, he's rubbing the fur off of his face, you know, and immediately, you know, he's back on the steroids. But I haven't ever been offered a sort of shot before. So I'm wondering, you know, if that would be something that's maybe better for him.
There are certainly pluses and minuses. So I assume they gave you tablets, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he drank more and he peed more. Right, and there's some crazy side effects with the oral steroid tablets. There are also concerns for the long-acting steroid shot. You don't want to do it a lot because it can, well, if steroids, what do? They suppress the immune system. If your immune system's not going overactive, you don't have allergies. Well, if your immune system is suppressed, you also are more likely to get infections. And your immune system swims around the body and cleans up things in there. And so if you aren't cleaning up, you can be predisposed to crazy things like cancer. Mm. So we don't want to do the steroid shots a lot. But if your baby only has a August allergy,
long-acting shot
may work through the whole season and do great. And then I haven't had people complain about side effects with the shot, with the drinking and the peeing. How about that? The dogs that you worry with that shot on are the ones that the owners just don't want to pursue more testing for whatever reason. And the dog comes in every 6 weeks for more shots.
Absolutely. So this might be a good alternative for Tango. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. Let's take a quick break after the break. Sounds great. And we'll be right back. And you know what I really want? I'd love a recipe from the book. I really would. So if we could just talk about that in the next segment, that would be great. So everyone hold tight and we'll be right back.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
All right, everyone, we're back again with Dr. Kathy. So we just were talking about allergies in our dogs, seasonal and chronic, and just a lot of interesting stuff. So, Dr. Kathy, I sort of interrupted you, and we've been talking about, you know, if you're really just having a short-term use of that steroid shot, it may be something that's worthwhile.
It may be, but then here's the other fun thing. If you know that your dog is allergic to August, then how about halfway through, like the end of July, start your puppy on antihistamine. But even better than Benadryl, why not use some herbal products? Because
wouldn't it
be even more fun? There are some herbal antihistamines. You know, I carry a line that's made by this company, Biotics. It's actually a human line that chiropractors carry. But Histoplex AB for Airborne is a great herbal antihistamine.
Okay.
You can do, and I'll give you a recipe in a few minutes so that, you know, we do things that are anti-inflammatory for the body. Milk thistle helps because you're detoxifying the liver, and if the liver is toxic, your allergies are worse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the health food store, I guarantee you there are a whole bunch of other herbal antihistamine-type things. There are also things like pine extract and grapeseed extract. And what they do, they modulate the immune system. And modulate means just they bring it back to normal. If it's higher, if it's low, it brings it back to normal. And so it would be neat if you could do more natural immune modulating tablets middle of July through August and maybe halfway into September. It would be fun if that really controls your baby's allergies, especially since it's seasonal. And shoot, if it doesn't work, then worst case, get the steroid shot and next year try again with a different product.
I absolutely love it because every year it's the same thing. He has the same reaction. I really think it makes him a lot more nervous. I mean, he's on some a form of Prozac, actually, because his anxiety is just, and we've been to trainers and everything. He's a whole other topic, Dr. Kathy, that we can maybe touch on another time.
Okay, yeah, but I'm ready for that.
He's got a lot of stuff going on. But what I want to do is really, maybe let's get that anti-inflammatory recipe from your book, because I'm just so interested in this. I love it. So can you give us a little snippet?
You bet. So here's a sample, and if everybody has a pen, if not, I think you can get a repeat. So beef stroganoff. Now, how big is your dog, this Tango that you're telling me about?
He's 110.
110 pounds.
Yep.
Okay, so one meal, you will actually have to double this recipe.
Okay.
So here, I'm just going to double it for you. There, I lied. I'm going to give you a recipe then. This is one meal for 110-pound Tango. You'll use 1 cup of shredded cooked beef, any cut, 6 oysters, count them out of the can, or if you want to get fresh, mash them up, 4 tablespoons of liver cooked and ground, you can use chicken or beef, 2 cups of whole wheat pasta, measure it after it's cooked, 1 cup of steamed cauliflower, 1 cup of green beans, 1 cup of white mushrooms, and 2 teaspoons of cod liver oil with a pinch of calcium, and that is beef stroganoff for Tango. That's one meal.
One meal. Okay. Wow. All right. So could I crock pot this?
Please. That's great. Multiply times 10, and you've got, 5 days worth of food for Tango. And how easy is that? And think about that. That's our food, which is the highest grade quality ingredients that we know of. Mm-hmm. And you know what goes into the dog food is the waste product from the human food industry. So shoot, feed them our food. Crockpot's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like about it is that, that I can make it ahead of time and that I can and do it in a little bit of bigger batches. So, okay, we have 30 seconds left. Dr. Kathy, I'm loving this. This is right up my alley. So tell everyone where they can get your book again.
Okay, my book you can get at dinnerpossible.com or on Amazon, or if you go to my website, drkathyvet.com, that will link you, and it's drkathyvet.com.
Impossible is PAWSIBLE.
SIBLE, yes. There's a whole lot of I's in there. I have to think every time, yes.
I think I'm right. So it's everyone. Not the regular. It's with an actual possible.
Possible with
Kathy,
a dog paw. You got
thank
it.
Thank you so much for being here today. We really hope
thank
to have you.
You
back. Thank you.
I
everyone, I hope
it.
That you have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.